From the top of El Centro College, there's no escaping a skyline that is, in part, a tribute to the fossil fuel industry. Not exactly the place you'd expect to find a wind farm. David Browning, the school's vice president of business and administration, dreamed up the idea shortly after he started there 6 years ago.
And I hadn't worked downtown before, and I noticed that every time I walked outside, the wind always blew and messed up my hair. And I thought, wow, it's really windy here all the time. Why is that? And as I started thinking about it, it's because Dallas has created its own kind of artificial canyon. The buildings there, the tall buildings, funnel all that wind into a very narrow space and creates a higher level of wind.
The farm sits atop what used to be the Sanger Building. This 117-year-old structure was one of Dallas's first to have electricity. There are 80 turbines here. Each is 4 feet tall with blades 2.5 feet long. The farm generates enough energy to power 2,000 computers. And it's part of a state that has the 5 largest wind farms in the country, according to the Pew Report. Texans invested $10.6 billion in renewable energy over the last 5 years, and that number is expected to quadruple over the next decade. Russell Smith runs the Texas Renewable Energy Industry Association. While the wind business is well established, he says, what's really hot is solar.
I would say that on a percentage basis of growth, solar is the fastest growing of the technologies in the renewable field in Texas. And this is both utility scale and distributed, rooftop, if you will.
In San Antonio, the Alamo Solar Farm should be up and running by 2016. It will generate enough electricity to power 70,000 homes. Utilities in Austin are giving incentives to small communities to get together and buy rooftop solar panels. Here in North Texas, group buying projects like Solarize Plano and Solarize Garland started up this year. As the renewable industry builds, there are hurdles to clear. Texas doesn't have the tax incentives for consumers who save energy that other states do. Then there's the oil business, where prices have dropped dramatically in the last 6 months.
We're in Texas, and that's oil and gas country. We all know that and respect that.
Esther McElfish is a clean energy consultant.
It's really a package deal, so everybody can work together, but those industries doing their part, you know, to make it healthier, cleaner, safer. More and more parents are wanting to create a viable and healthier future for their children, too.
The turbines back at El Centro are part of the first rooftop wind farm in Dallas County. Browning says other downtown buildings are investigating wind, so more turbines could be spinning soon. For KERA News, I'm Pablo Arauz Pena.